This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
0777 756 408. It's the number that everyone should have in their phone. It's the Flirt Divert number. And this is where we find out what exciting people you have met this weekend.
Did you need it at the weekend? Did you give it out? Because you have given it out before, haven't you?
I actually nearly did, but I didn't.
Thought you did give it out at a gig once.
Yeah, no, I nearly did the game
this
weekend.
You nearly did this weekend as well.
I right, love this guy. Listen.
Hi, Janet. It's Mike, from who you used to work with down SW Tubes. Seeing as the fair is on, I wonder whether you're coming down to Bridgewater. If you are, text me and let me know. Perhaps we can meet up for a coffee or a drink or something. All right? Speak to you later. Bye, lover. Bye.
Goodbye, my lover.
Bye, lover.
You'd go to the fair with him, wouldn't
I
you?
I certainly wouldn't, no.
Bye, lover.
Oh, he sounds nice. Now, the first time I heard this one...
Again, he doesn't.
Goodbye, my lover.
Bye, lover.
Why is that funny?
It's just wrong.
The first time I heard this one, I thought he was leaving a message for, like, a three-year-old. But it turns out he wasn't.
Hello, 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 hello. Hey, up. It's just Matt. I met you the other night. Wow. I'd love to see you again. My number's 07... get in touch. Bye.
Hello, 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 maybe, hello. Is maybe, that how you chat the ladies?
I don't know. Maybe she's a policeman who's leaving a message.
Hello, 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 hello.
Do you think?
Maybe. Now, this is the kind of person that Flirt Divert was invented for, right? Have a listen to what he says at the beginning. I presume he's talking about a pub.
Hi, Doc. I saw you up the Ash the other night. I wonder if you fancy a night out. You don't know me, John. But if you're interested, give me a ring back. All right, thanks a lot, Lee. Jarred up.
Yeah. Is that a pub?
I hope.
If anyone's got a pub called that near them, then let me know on 81199. I don't want to be mistaken.
Hi, Doc. I saw you up the Ash the other night. I wonder if you fancy a night out. You don't know me, John. But if you're interested, give me a ring back. All right, thanks a lot, Lee. Jarred up.
Love it.
I'm also getting it.
0777 756 408.
Goodbye, my lover. Bye, lover. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, let's speak to this guy who sent me the email.
Radio 1.
Hello, caller. Hello, Mr. X.
Hello.
Now, I've got this new voice changer thing, which I need to kind of test out a minute.
Okay.
Do you know any poems or anything? I don't understand what you're saying.
I have no idea what you're saying there.
Do whatever you just said then, yeah.
Okay,
twinkle,
twinkle, little star.
Bit more.
I know what you are.
What are you doing?
Carry on.
So high.
Like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Right.
Is this just for your own personal amusement, Scott?
Do some more.
Okay.
I think you sound better high.
I'm better high?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's about right. Say hello.
Hello.
Right, good. So, this is about some magazines, isn't it?
It is, yes.
But they're not your average magazines, are they?
No.
Like Ideal Home or Country Life?
No, they're not Ideal Home or anything. They're kind of adult content magazines.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Magazines of a grown-up nature.
Yeah, I think that's all needs to be said, yeah.
I don't understand.
You find it weird talking to, like, a Smurf?
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
And you have a girlfriend that lives with you, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And she doesn't know that you have these magazines?
No.
Right.
Do people have been going out for a few years, do they still have those magazines?
Why are you looking at me?
I'd ask.
I have no idea.
Remember we had that girl on the other... we had that girl on the other week who found her boyfriend's collection.
Yeah.
And just started cutting all the body parts out. So, do you know what your girlfriend would think of you having these magazines?
Well, she wouldn't be pleased at all.
Right. And have you got a big collection? How many do you have?
I think about
about five.
Right.
Four or five, yeah.
And you have them hidden in your room, do you?
Not in my bedroom, no way.
Right.
I've kind of hidden them in the spare bedroom, under the floor.
What?
Under the floor?
yeah.
Well, like, actually, under a floorboard, like buried treasure or something.
Well, we have at least floorboards in this bedroom. We don't have any carpet, so there's some loose floorboards and there's a rug over the top. So.
Right, that's very well hidden, isn't it?
It's not like just keeping them in your sock drawer or something, which I've heard is where some people keep them, obviously.
Where do you keep yours?
I've not. What? I haven't got any!
Look me in the eye.
I haven't got any.
So tell us what happened then.
I went there the other day to, you know, have a browse of my magazines.
As you
do. Went to where they're hidden, and they're not there anymore.
Oh, no. So they've just gone, have they?
Yeah, they've vanished. I looked like, right under the floor, because I thought they might have fallen through to another room or something like that. But I couldn't see them anywhere.
Okay, so let's just recreate that moment, okay?
Yeah.
You're thinking to yourself, I know what I'll do.
I'll have a browse. I think he called it.
Were you at home on your own?
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah.
So you move the rug and you pull up the floorboard and nothing. They're not there anymore.
They're just gone.
Right. So what do you think's happened? Do you think your girlfriend's found them?
Well, I'm not sure. The thing is, we've got her mum staying with us at the moment because she's having her house done up, and her mum's staying in the spare room.
So you're not sure if your girlfriend has found them or if your girlfriend's mum has found them?
No, I have no idea. I can't look either of them in the eye.
So are either of them looking at you with a kind of knowing look? Or treating you weird?
I don't know. I'm scared that one of them at breakfast will say something.
So your girlfriend's mum is staying in that room that the magazines are in?
Yeah.
Right. So she might have moved the rug and looked under the floorboards?
Keeping the house clean and sort of taking charge of everything.
She's rearranged everything, all the furniture.
Yeah. If she's walked over the floorboards and they've been creaking or something, then she might have investigated and tried to.
Oh, God.
She can't be that obsessive as to clean under the floorboards, surely.
I'm quite stressed for you.
I know, it's horrible. I don't know what to do.
Has she been looking at you weirdly at all?
Sometimes, yeah, but I don't know if that's just her.
Right. So, can I just ask as well, these magazines,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They weren't really, like, specialist, were they?
No, they're just bog standard.
Normal ones, okay.
Normal ones, yeah.
So, you can't ask your girlfriend, because if she didn't take them, then she'll know that her mum must have moved them. So she's going to be mortified knowing that her mum has found your magazines. And obviously, you can't ask her mum for obvious reasons.
No.
And now, you can't look either of them in the eye without wondering if they know your dirty little secret, you dirty little man.
And also, I mean, I have to go buy more magazines and find a new hiding place.
What would you suggest, Chappers?
I don't know why you keep coming over to me as some kind of expert in this when I'm not. I don't know how...
I'm just asking for your opinion on what you would do. I don't know what I would do in this situation.
I think I would just carry on as normal and just, you know, maybe the person who lived there before you could have left them under the floorboards or something. That could be your excuse if ever crops up in conversation.
Laura, what would you do?
I don't know what I'd do. Probably run away.
We're a lot of help to you, aren't we?
No, you're not at all.
Sorry.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, it's Sean.
All right, Sean, where are you?
I'm in Hartlepool.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, I've just wandered to phone you. I'm very pleased with my little self. I've been at the shop and I'm now the proud owner of the Hoff single.
Yes. Yeah!
Yeah, man!
Jump in my car!
Come on!
That's one copy now. Sold. One copy.
I'm going straight home now and it's going straight in the player.
It's already on its way to number one now. You've set the ball rolling.
That's it. Come on, everybody.
What did they say to you when you asked for David Hasselhoff? Or did you just sheepishly take it up to the counter?
They just said, excuse me. And I said, could I have David Hasselhoff's single, please?
There's no shame in it.
Oh, no, no. There was people listening and everything. I was proud. Proud to be.
Did you hear him on Friday?
I did, yeah. He was absolutely fantastic. A legend in his own right.
Listen, if you download our Hoffcast, which is available now at Radio 1 Online, right?
Yeah.
There's some stuff on there that you didn't get on the radio, so there's like unheard material on there.
Oh, right, okay.
Like an extra thing on a DVD?
Yeah.
Is there?
Uh-huh. Thank you for buying Jump in My Car and making it number one, hopefully, this week.
Thank you.
And of course, you've got another reason, haven't you, to get this to number one?
I really do.
I've already got the show written. It was called Ready for Action. Now it's probably going to be called Huff the Musical. I don't know. How about if I write a part in it for you? You could be in Huff the Musical. How about if I write a part in it for you? You could be like the DJ from hell. How about if I write a part in it for you? If we go to number one, I promise I put you in the musical. You could be in Huff the Musical.
This is Radio 1. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Scott. Further to your last phone call, we're a plumbing and heating company, and I've found the so-called adult magazines in some very strange places.
So you're a plumber?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
We've taken out bathroom suites and found adult magazines wrapped around bathroom pedestals. We've found them inside toilets in carrier bags.
What do? You just give them to the people back, do you? What do you keep them?
The one on the
heating. You didn't deny that, did you, though? You just kept going with your story.
Well swerved.
The one on the washhand basin pedestal was quite interesting because I arrived to do the bathroom change and it was there when I started. Now, when I went down to get some tools for my van, he'd gone by the time I got back, so obviously the owner had realised that he'd left them in there and had to go and move them quick.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Doc. I saw you up the Ash the other night. I wonder if you fancy a night out. You don't know me, John, but if you're interested, give me a ring back. All right. Thanks a lot, Lee. Jarred up.
People truly intrigued on the text about where that place is. A lot of people seem to know where it is.
Everybody, people have done some detective work here, right? Because he says duck a lot.
Stoke, yeah.
Right? And there is a pub called, what he says, in...
Isn't it called The Ash?
The Ash, yeah. In Mow Cop, in which is in Stoke.
Some people are saying it might be Ask Pizza or Pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Hi, Doc. I saw you up the Ask the other night.
You wouldn't say the Ask, though, would you?
No, you wouldn't say the Ask. No. Seriously, though, like, listen to what he says next.
I wonder if you fancy a night out. You don't know me, John, but if you're interested, give me a ring back.
Right, so yeah. Someone you don't know leaves you a message saying, hello, Doc, fancy a night out. You don't know me. Would you ever call them back?
Probably not, no.
Maybe, though, when he was up the ass, he saw her and thought, she looks like a nice duck.
Yeah.
And, you know, asked someone for a number, and then they gave him the flirt of that number instead.
That's what I think, right. It seems like that's happened, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Lee. Jarred up. Mm.
But surely you'd introduce yourself in the pub, so at least this person would know who you were before you asked them out.
And if he did end up going on a date with her, where do you think he should take her? 81199.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.